And now, from Martha Stewart to much earlier stars of the small screen, the International Animated Film Society is creating a digital archive of cartoons like Popeye, Bullwinkle, and Yogi the Bear. The project aims to rescue early animation from the garages of cartoon fans and the trash bins of movie studios. Joe Bevilacqua has this report.
Animated cartoons have been an integral part of our entertainment landscape since 1914, when Windsor McKay first stunned movie audiences by bringing his Gertie the Dinosaur to life. But the animation studios have never been very good at collecting and preserving their own history.
But the companies don't care.
Says Jerry Beck, animation historian and author of the 50 Greatest Cartoons.
The fans do, the artists do, the people who actually make these cartoons do. The artists are too busy drawing and animating and making the films.
But, as they say, that's
Hollywood, here I am.
Well, nobody seems to care very much, Bullwinkle.
Ah, but Rocky was wrong. Somebody cared a lot.
My name is June Foray, and I think you better know me. You know me much better as Hokey Smoke, Rocky the Flying Squirrel, and Natasha the Lynx, and all the fairy godmothers, and Witch Hazel, and Granny, Tweeting Sylvester's Granny, and Grandma Fa and Mulan, and Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch, and Jokey Smurf.
Voice acting legend June Foray is one of the founding members of the Hollywood chapter of ASIFA, the International Animation Film Society, which has embarked on an ambitious project, a virtual animation archive, museum, library, and research facility, housed in Burbank, California.
So many of our famous animators and writers are gone, and we've got to commemorate them and remember their work.
Rare treasures can be found almost anywhere, in attics, at garage sales, even on the internet.
Well, blow me down. It's Olive and the kids. What do you have, sweet patootie?
Jerry Beck.
A friend of mine literally bought on eBay. It said Popeye Records. He got it home and it was the discs, which were the recordings of the soundtracks for Popeye cartoons that the animators had to listen to. And it was great that you could hear the raw track.
Now, children, stop it right this minute.
Hey, what's going on around here?
Boy, not too skimpy, with lots of mustard and onions, Wimpy.
This 1940 raw voice track of Jack Mercer and Mae Questel as Popeye and Olive will be one of thousands of files accessible to all internet users by a simple keyword search. Steve Wirth, director of the ASIFA Hollywood Archive Project, says the website will benefit more than just cartoon fans.
One artist may have really good information about model sheets. Another one may have really good information about designing backgrounds. When we pull all of these together, the artist will be even more empowered with the reference to the history of animation and everything that's come before.
Hey, wait up, Bullwinkle. You're my buddy. I gotta go along with you.
And so we've got to have an archival museum. We must do it.
You can visit the ASIFA Hollywood Digital Archive at animationarchive.org. For Day to Day, I'm Joe Bevilacqua.